More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, July 29th edition of the program. I'm out at the Bedminster Golf Course. Clay and I will be talking to former President Trump for quite a bit here. So it's an exciting day, and it's a reminder that I probably need to learn to play golf because I do not play golf. But we've got some real news to talk about. L.A. has said they're not actually going to impose a mask mandate, so that has been shelved for now. The recidivism rate for people arrested for serious crimes in New York City is sky high, so that's something that is not surprising to any of you, but we will certainly talk about. And then Will Smith apologizes for the slap at the Oscars, which feels like it was forever ago, but now he's officially put out a video. And the Biden administration still reeling over the recession admission yesterday, even though they won't really admit it. But there's still a lot to work through on the economy, obviously. But have you ever thought about being a real estate investor? I'm not a real estate investor. I own some real estate investment properties in numerous cities. And the only reason that I got started, the only way that I felt comfortable doing it was because of Done For You Real Estate. Go to doneforyoubuck.com and you'll see every step of their process. They take you through where you have a good market to invest in. They help you get the house. They set you up with a broker. You get the mortgage in place and then you get a renter and you start getting that free cash flow every month. It's a great system. It's stable, long-term financial stability for yourself. And they'll take you through every step of the process. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. Again, it's doneforyoubuck.com. If you want to begin your real estate investment journey, you don't want to make mistakes in the beginning. You want to get it done right. That's why you need Done For You Real Estate. Go to doneforyoubuck.com today. So Los Angeles County decides that they're not going to have a mask mandate in place. And I understand there's a desire probably to say, well, this is a good thing and this is something we should all celebrate. But how about the fact that they're not going to admit that this was a crazy idea? How about the fact that they're not actually going to tell people, well, we realized that compliance would be super low and that it wasn't actually going to do anything. They won't admit that. So this is always going to hang in the background. They're saying right now that it is because there wasn't a high enough caseload based upon their metrics or something like that. But that just means that when we hit the winter surge, which is going to happen, they are going to bring back an internal mask mandate. This is why you have to actually get these people to admit that they were wrong with these things. Because the mask, remember, is always the beginning of other things too. And then you have to worry about, where do I have to mask up? How stupid are the policies going to be? Are we going to mask up as we walk to the table in the restaurant, but not when we sit down? All that stuff. I think they also might even bring back in New York City, Los Angeles, and some other places, vaccine mandates at some level. I don't know if it'll be vaccine passports, but for certain businesses, and they'll do it. So it's something that we all have to keep in mind. I did do a little bit of an impression of the Pfizer CEO yesterday. You may remember Albert Bourla, who sounds like a Bond villain, which makes it so much better when he's talking about how much money Pfizer has made. Here's a shock. A ton. They have a product that was mandated for pretty much everybody. Well, Moderna, Pfizer, J&J. But they had their, well, I will let Albert Bourla tell you about this. Play clip 25.
You know, even more rewarding for me is that we touched the lives of 850 million people approximately, which is 70% higher than last year. And that gave us this very big beat, because that's the beauty in our business. If you create value for patients, you are going to have value for the shareholders. This quarter's earnings was the highest ever in the history of Pfizer in terms of revenues, and I believe the highest ever in the history of the industry. That was 100% growth versus last year. I feel very proud.
The highest ever revenue for the history of the Pfizer.
No surprise there. They had a mandatory product that they were also excused from all liability. And how long does the Pfizer vaccine actually work at this point? How long does the booster work? If you don't know the answer, and I can't tell you the answer, it's worth asking why, because they've studied this so much, right? They should have very clear data. Is it good for 6 months, 3 months, a month? These are the kind of things that folks shouldn't be curious about. They should have that handy. You should know right away. How long does the vaccine actually protect you? I would want to know. I can tell you this. So many people that I know aren't planning on getting any boosters. They're not planning on going forward with the next round. Even people who are older, because they just feel like they cannot trust so much of what they've been told. And that's a shame, but I totally understand feeling that way. I think that's the right way to feel. I think that you have to know that the public health establishment has been dishonest in really severe ways. I will talk about the Chris Rock slap and the realities here of the economy. Oh, and recidivism in New York City. I got to talk about that, actually. This is unbelievable. We'll get into it in a second. Stock market's causing real angst for those who invested in stocks. If you're invested in the market right now, you know what I mean. Inflation is not good. Gas prices out of control. Everything signals you to think differently about protecting the value of your savings account and your 401k. I've started thinking about purchasing more gold. It's priced correctly right now, and the value of gold has proven to hold its value during times like these. When you invest some portion of your savings account or 401k into gold, you're creating stability through its value as compared to other investments out there. I rely on the Oxford Gold Group for my gold purchases. They're the industry leader for so many reasons, and I've been an Oxford customer for years. They've made it easy, convenient, and safe to take delivery of the gold you purchase at your home. Call the Oxford Gold Group today to request your free precious metals investment guide. Toll free, 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-GOLD. That's the Oxford Gold Group. Give them a call today. Give them a call and actually get started with your gold holdings. It's an excellent way to prepare for these uncertain financial waters we're all heading into. So this is from the New York Post. Recidivism rates for New York City burglars and thieves soar amid bail reform, according to NYPD data. Check this out. The revolving door of justice is spinning in overdrive these days. Roughly one in every five crooks busted for burglary or theft in New York last year got rearrested on a felony charge within 60 days after being put back on the streets. This is according to NYPD figures. So this is a statistic that reveals an increase in recidivism three times what they were in 2017. So what happens here is they get rid of the standard for bail. They have this bail reform, and then they have a tripling of serious, remember, these are felony arrests, serious recidivism right away. So when people break the law, and they receive a slap on the wrist. And remember, they're also not being prosecuted as seriously. So they get out very quickly, and then they're not really prosecuted. even when they do have to show up for court, that sends them a very clear message. And the message is, you can get away with this stuff. This is also from the Post. The numbers show that suspects arrested last year for misdemeanor petty larceny amid the city's ongoing shoplifting spree went on quickly to commit more serious crimes, with 21% charged with felonies less than 2 months later. So not only are they going back to reoffend, they're actually going out to do more serious crime afterwards. This is why you actually have to punish shoplifting. This is why stealing from stores, which is a plague in a lot of major cities, it's definitely the case in New York City. I can't even go in, and I eat a lot of chocolate. I should probably eat less chocolate. I like Ghirardelli. Lindt is really my go-to. I'm kind of a chocolate connoisseur, I'll tell you. And a lot of the fancy stuff you see that's, from these special cacao beans from Venezuela or, Madagascar or whatever. No. Lindt, if you just want chocolate that tastes like you want it to, get yourself a Lindt bar of some kind. That's the move. It always wins in the taste tests. They do these blind taste tests. The super fancy chocolate that you buy in a store doesn't hold up to it. A lot of the time it's too bitter. You don't want a cacao content above 75%, by the way. If you go above 75%, it's going to taste like, it's not going to taste like you want chocolate to taste like, in my opinion. These 90% cacao bars, you're eating cocoa dust. You don't want that. So now that you know that, I'll just say you can't even go into the drugstore on my corner and get yourself candy, because it's all literally under lock and key. People just go in and steal, and they're not stealing because they're hungry. They steal 50 of these bars at once, and then they go and they either sell them on the street, or they'll even sell them online if they steal a whole box of them. So this is something that you can't allow. People have to be punished for this, and the judicial system has to take into account that if somebody continues to break the law in this way, the likelihood isn't just that they will be repeat offenders, but more serious offenders. The perception becomes, well, I got away with that, so now let's go for a bigger score. Let's go from shoplifting to car theft. Let's go from car theft to armed robbery. Let's go from armed robbery to, serious home invasion, whatever the case may be. That's what they do. So this is yet again a time when the Democrat bail reform laws show how just insane they are. And then there's the Chris Rock slap situation. I will note that I thought this was real pretty much as soon as it happened. I had so many people just like, it's not real. Oh, it was definitely real, because you could slow it down. And Chris Rock's face, when he got struck, you could see. I've seen plenty of fake slaps, fake hits. I was a big Van Damme movie watcher back in the day. And if you slow it down, you'll see all those kicks, a lot of which are actually ballet kicks, believe it or not. He was a ballet dancer before he got into karate. His foot is about 2 feet away from actually connecting with the face of any of the people that he's supposedly kicking, right? You slow down the Chris Rock slap, you could see the cheek and the jowl movement as Will Smith's hand strikes him. So it was obviously real. And now he's put out this video saying that it was totally unacceptable and he's really sorry. And I mean, that's the right move. It feels like it took a long time for it to come out. And it's a shame. Will Smith was one of my favorite actors. And I mean, I still will celebrate his body of work, but it's tough to get past the slap heard and seen around the world. All right, team, I got to get back to the task at hand here at Bedminster with former President Trump, with my main man, Clay Travis. We are going to be having quite a show today. So let me get to it and have a great weekend. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie, because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Campbell.
And me, Rachel Cruze, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.